Warriors in Memphis seizing the day and standing strong while beating the Grizzlies. That is win number 71. One more ties the Bulls for the most in a single season in NBA history. And the Warriors fighting for this record and showing a lot of pride tonight. And Festus Ezeli starting at center with Andrew Bogut getting the night to rest. And Festus, a real presence in the paint. And when not serving up 8 assists and grabbing 9 boards, Stephen Curry motoring and slicing through the defense here for 2 of his 17 points tonight. Draymond Green also driving with authority this evening. Great energy and a team-high 23 points to go with 11 rebounds. Klay Thompson added 20 points. Both he and Harrison Barnes with a pair of threes. Harrison with a big one late as the Warriors power through to victory here in Memphis. 100-99 the final. Here's head coach Steve Kerr in the postgame.
Well, they don't like losing. Kind of think this game was typical of a lot of games we've had this year. We may not have played well, but their competitive spirit kind of won out in the end, and it's a hell of a finish.
Did you consider needing to win out for 73 at all? Did it ever pop in your head, the 73 wins?
Oh, you mean that,
needing to win out in order to get it?
Are you talking about tonight or during the course of the year? No. I honestly shouldn't say this, but I don't care that much. Okay. I know our players do. I just want to be fresh and ready for the playoffs. And as I said this morning, I wanted our key guys to play between 32 and 35 minutes. Is that what I said?
Less than 38.
All right.
You made it easy.
I think I said 32, and I think I got to 34 or 35. We played everybody. The best thing about this game to me was that Festus and Andre both played really well and got a lot of rhythm and conditioning. They needed to feel the game and feel the pressure and feel the intensity because they've both been out for a while. So that was the biggest thing that we accomplished as far as what we're preparing for.
You've seen it so much this year. When you put Steph and Draymond back in there, do you almost expect a run like that with 6.5 left?
Yeah, I didn't know quite what to expect, though, because the third quarter when they were both in, we were awful. And I was hoping they had some juice in them to give us a spark. And Draymond's defense on Zach was tremendous down the stretch. And, we didn't move the ball like we normally do. We didn't make a lot of threes. We took a lot of them. Made some big plays down the stretch. Harrison hit a huge one, Andre as well. So, all in all, a good night, even though we didn't play particularly well. I think we just competed, we held them to 38% shooting, so the defense was good. And that's a physical team. They get a lot of offensive boards and a lot of stuff in the paint. And I thought our guys were great. Even with that small lineup down the stretch, Draymond stood up Zach, and the rest of our guys got on the glass, and that was good to see.
Everything seems to be a struggle for you right now. How concerning is that with the playoffs looming?
Not at all. These are every game we play feels like a playoff game anyway, and it has for about a month. And that's good. It's preparing us for what we're going to see. And our guys are not tired. Draymond was begging me at halftime, like, just play me more. Mm-hmm. I looked at the stat sheet. I think I'd already played him like 17 minutes, 16 minutes. Like, how much more do you want to play? So these guys are fresh. The young guys want to play. They're fresh. We gave Bogut the night off tonight. I may give Barbosa the night off tomorrow night. I'll talk to Andre and Sean. So the guys who need rest or getting rest, and the young guys are doing what they do. No. I mean, that was the one thing that I wasn't going to do was change up the whole rotation and, create a desperate feeling out there. We have a deep team. We like to play a lot of people, and our bench was not as good tonight as it normally is, and that's okay, but we stayed with the regular rotation pretty much and got Steph and Andre and Draymond enough rest, and Klay as well. And so it worked out fine.
It's like that screen Steph set on Zebo.
That was great. Yeah. Steph's a good screen setter. He really is. And, he's not afraid to put his body out there.
How big is it, Draymond Green? I don't know if you heard, heading into the fourth, he addressed the team, just trying to get them together. And you said at halftime he also spoke up. How big is it that he does that?
Draymond always speaks up.
Every game?
Okay. Every game he speaks up. He really, you know, he's been more outspoken about this record than anybody. You know, he wants it more than anybody, I think. And, you know, I think these games are tricky. Because you're not sure what you're trying to accomplish. You know, you want to get guys rhythm. You want to get certain guys rest. You'd like to win, but it's not really the most important thing. But this record's out there, and it's important to a lot of people. And so there's a lot to process. And I think Draymond just sort of felt like maybe we were betwixt and between. You know, resting, but not really resting, and not really competing. And I think he gathered the troops there at the beginning of the fourth, and we competed a lot harder.
You know, there was a time that this record felt so far away. It's one game away to tie it. How does it feel for you now to be here?
I just feel lucky to be part of this whole thing, whether it's the record or the championship last year. To be able to coach these guys, they're all so coachable. They're talented. They're fun to be around, and it's pretty awesome just to be part of the whole thing. And I never imagined when I was with the Bulls and we won 72, I never imagined anybody would come close, and we're close. We got a couple games left. We'll see what happens.
We also heard from the man with a double-double tonight, Draymond Green, making it happen. Here's what he had to say afterwards.
We started defending, and not even really defending. We just started playing with some grit, some intensity. I think the whole game, we weren't playing with grit and intensity. We were just out there like, we're out here, we're supposed to win, you know, and they were taking advantage of that. You know, once we got down 10 and, you know, their hype and crowds going crazy, we finally started playing with that intensity we needed to play with.
Carson, this record, trying to get to 73, might be most important to you, or you might want it the most. Do you feel that's true?
Absolutely, 100%. I love basketball, and I've always stated from day one, you know, when people ask me, you know, when you're done, or, you know, when you're gone, what do you want people to remember you as? I want people to remember me as a winner. That's, I've always said that, and to have an all-time wins record, that speaks for itself.
Is that what you were trying to get the message across to the guys at the beginning of the fourth quarter?
What, about the record or about? No, no, just about playing hard, you know, competing, playing with an edge. It's not necessarily about the record. It's about having pride in yourself. You know, don't go out smoseying around and they're out here manhandling us. It's about going out there with heart, having pride, taking pride in who you are. You know, it's a blessing and an honor, and, you know, to step on this court every night. And don't come out here and take it for granted. You know, I don't believe in taking this game for granted. I love this game too much, you know, and put too much heart and soul into this game to take it for granted. You know, it's so many guys who want to be in this position. Don't take this for granted.
Does your rhythm get affected when coach is trying to watch your minutes?
I think in the first half it did. You know, and at the end of the day, we accomplished what we wanted to accomplish, which, you know, I told Coach Kerr at halftime, like, hey, if we're going to play, play us. Don't try to monitor our minutes. And I think, and I told him, I said, I think the stress of a game day is just knowing all day, like, I got a game. So everything that I do is, it has to be good for me in this game later on. And I think that's where the most fatigue comes from anyway. So I said, we're out here playing. We're out here now. Let's play. And he kind of looked at me crazy and was like, oh, yeah, I hear you. Now, all right, get out of our locker room. We'll be okay. And that's what he said. So he didn't listen to me at all. We still went back in with like 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. But at the end of the day, that's why he's a coach and I'm a player. And we accomplished what we wanted to accomplish. The highest minutes was 35.
You guys really got this one now. What are you going to have left tomorrow, man?
That would be fine. It wasn't like we were killing ourselves the whole game, number one, the way we were playing. Number two, it's maybe Coach Kerr's decision was good. Now, I don't feel as tired as I normally would after a game like that, so we'll be fine.
And next up for the Warriors, a game in San Antonio on Sunday night against the Spurs. With this Warrior Sound Game Recap, I'm Lawrence Scott.